There we go. And here's Doni.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, Vienna, wherever you are. I'm Doni. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic addict and sugar addict in recovery and a controller fixer. Guess what? I'm in recovery with that too right now. I'm working on that issue. I'm here to talk to you today a little bit about step 11 and my experience around that. Before I do that, I always like to start in prayer and end in prayer. So if you go with me. Creator, at this time, I want to thank you for this moment that I get to spend with you and all my friends. I want to thank you for my life in recovery. I want to thank you for saving me from myself. Creator, at this moment, please set aside anything that I think I might know about anything. Creator, set me aside. Jump in my heart. Open my heart and speak your love. Amen. Thank you so much, Vienna, for asking me to come here and yak at you for a little bit. And I'm grateful. Let me start my timer thing here. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God as I understand Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry out. Well, that's pretty big stuff right there. That's a lot of directions. That's a lot of things. How do we do that? I love this part of the book. I love step 11. I absolutely love step 11. And I like it when I get retire at nights and people tell me it's their step 10. I'm giving my step 10. And I get to go to page 85. And I get to read those two last sentences that most of us miss in step 11. Step 11 suggests prayer, which means I'm going to be talking to God. I'm going to be asking prayer, right? Every time it says ask, I pray. And meditation, some more directed thinking. That's where I'm making that conscious contact. And I better not be shy on this matter of prayer. Because this matter of prayer is what saves me in step 11. Always directs me. Everything in step 11. Keep in contact with God. In everything that you do in this step. You're going to grow towards me in this step. You're going to find me in this step. It's going to be beautiful. Because the head. You know, better men than me use it constantly. I have to have the proper attitude. What is that? I have to have the proper attitude. I have to, first of all, know I'm not God. And I'm grateful. Y'all ought to be grateful I'm not God. Because if I was, we'd all be, I'm a drunk that likes to, there's a song in America. It's called Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off. Well, guess what tequila does for me? So I don't do that anymore. Thank you, God. I keep my clothes on when I run around the front yard now. I like when it tells me that when I retire at night, I constructively review my day. I'm not tearing myself down in this. In this part of here, I don't get to get the flogger out and beat myself up because I didn't do whatever. I also get to look at this part. Where did I do right? And where can I do even better in these things, in these questions? So I look at where was I resentful, right? And there are moments in my day when things occur, I would have got a resentment over, bam, big time. Anger would have showed up and I'd have got an immediate resentment. That doesn't happen anymore. That very, very frequently happens now. Because I do this practice of step 11. And I ask God to redirect it. So I look at moments in my day when, you know what, that happened. And man, I would have really, but I didn't. And I don't know why I didn't, except I know that God did it for me. He just came right in and said, Doni, you're not going to do this. You're not going to react this way. And I don't react that way. But I do this thing. Moments was I was selfish in my day. Well, where was I not selfish in my day? Where were the moments when I was of use, where I was out of myself? And I tell you what, in this practice of retire at night, my sponsor tells me, Hand me your flogger, and here is your feather duster. Dust yourself up gently every night with this retire at night. Don't go to bed, get all beat up, be all beat up, right? Because if I'm doing a deconstructive retire at night, probably going to wake up with issues on my mind in the morning. So I got to look at myself. Remember in step 7, we're giving God the good and the bad, right? So I got to look at the good in this too. So all these questions that we ask ourselves, was I dishonest? Was I afraid? Do I owe an apology? Did I keep something to myself, which I should have discussed with someone at once? That's one of them that I often go, oops. There was probably a step 10 issue that happened in my life that I did not discuss with somebody immediately. So guess what? I get to discuss it with somebody. Thank you, God, for showing me that. Was I kind and loving? Could I have done better? Was I thinking of myself? What could I have done for others? Wow. What can I pack into the stream of life? Now that part of that question, I always go, man, did I pack anything into the stream of life today? Did I add to life? Or did I take away from life? What did I add? Could I? And I like where it talks to us about worry, remorse, more of a reflection. Worry is fear of the future. More of a reflection is fear of my past. That's where my controller fixer thing really kicks into action, right? And remorse is what my day was like today. And the remorse part is easy to fall into if I'm not doing a constructive part of this review. If I'm not looking at the good part of me. Because you know what? I'm an alcoholic. I'm not a bad person. I have an illness. And I have medicine for it called Alcoholics Anonymous. And I have a book that gives me directions on how to take that medicine. I'm a good person. We are good people. I love that part. I love that part about here. And every day I was taught in the beginning, before I do retire at night, I ask God to show me my day. And then I answer these questions. And I find out in my day where I played God, where I didn't do God's will. It happens to me every day. I'm a human being. And I get into human doing. And when I get into human doing, bam, I'm into self-will. So if I can just be a human being with God, yeah. So at the end of this part of retire at night, it gives me a specific thing, or it gives me a prayer. And am I doing that prayer? Am I completing this? Am I, after I'm making this review, am I asking God, please forgive me where I stepped in on your stuff today? Please forgive me for that. And if there's something I need to do to correct something, reveal it. And you know what? He does. And he often gives me the words to say. Sometimes he puts me in the place to make the corrective action. I just show up and it happens. I don't even know. Thank you, God, for doing that. Thank you, God, for the practice of the step 11. So then I look at the on awakening part. There's a lot of stuff in here on awakening. So I'm going to think about my 24 hours ahead, right? My little plans and designs I'm going to lay before God and say, is this going to match what you want me to do today? And you know what? Quite frequently, when I look at the end of my day and what I think I've agreed with God today, none of what I agreed happened, but a lot of what God needed done did happen. That is the beauty of it. So on awakening, this is what I do. I open it. I'm 65. Okay, I'll preface this by that. I open up my eyes and I'm good morning, God. Thank you for waking me up one more day and get me to the bathroom quick. And then I start the rest of the process. So I do ask for a little bit of help getting me to certain places on time. And then I really do sit with God. I write down my plans on a piece of paper. This is how I was taught. And I put that piece of paper on page 86 and 87. And then I read 86 and 87. And then I read what I wrote down on my piece of paper. And more often than not, I'm taking some things off that piece of paper, because as I go through these questions, I realize that was really something that I didn't need God's help for. Doing the dishes, I don't really need God's help for. And I can see that it needs to be done. He doesn't have to tell me to do the dishes. Sometimes my husband does. But anyway, so there's certain things that are on my list that are tasks that I could do on my own. And God shows me that. And then there's certain things on there that I'm going to need his help with. I'm going to definitely every morning I ask to have my thoughts be divorced. Divorced. What happens in a divorce? You separate something permanently, you hope. That's what happens in a divorce. It's a separation. So separate me from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives, because when I do this and you do this for me, God, because I can't do it myself, when you do this for me, you gave me a brain to use and I can use it effectively today. I can use it for your use, God. And then I get to really this thing called being placed on a higher plane. And my thinking is clear to wrong motives. I really do feel inside my heart, but I do feel lifted. I do feel like that after the fifth step. Can you look the world in the eyes? Are you walking straighter? I really do get that feeling. It's cool. It is the coolest thing ever when this thing started working. And it took practice for this to start working. It took practice every day. That's why they tell us every day, read this every day. So I know that in my day, I am going to face indecision. And I'm not going to know what to do. And I'm going to ask you, God, for some inspiration. I'm going to ask you for a different thought. And when I hear people say, the thought came. I know that that was a God-directed thought. And they acted on it and they got really cool results. And when you share that kind of thing with me, it builds my faith. It builds my trust. It builds my hope that this process works and it can work for me. And I love the 10-step promises. You know, it's like, relax and take it easy. What the heck does that mean? I didn't know how to do that. Actually, when I first started with my sponsor and we started this meditation thing, right? I'm like, okay, whatever that is. And she goes, we're going to try it for 1 minute. 1 minute, sit still. Donnie could not sit still for 15 seconds. After 15 seconds, Donnie was moving. So what does Donnie's sponsor say? Sit on your hands. If you sit on your hands, you cannot move your body. That's how I learned how to sit quietly with God. I sat on my hands. It was pretty cool little suggestion, and it really worked. It helped me to relax and take it easy. I really don't struggle. In other words, you know, it tells us in our book, a transcript says, in other words, I don't have to worry for an answer. Yeah, yeah. Because the answers just come. What used to be a hunch, it does become a working part of my mind today. Thought just comes. The action just comes. And for some reason, I just do it. A lot of times I do it with resistance because I really don't know what's going to be on the other side of it. And it's that fear of the unknown that'll paralyze me. But that's the part that they talk about here. It tells me I'm going to be inexperienced at this because I just made conscious contact with God. I just figured out what you guys were talking about. I just got through the steps, right? And now I know that there's something bigger than me. And I know God ain't me. And I know God ain't y'all. And I'm reaching out for it, whatever it is. It comes. It just comes. And I'm not going to be inspired at all times. You know what? I don't get inspired to do retire at night. Hello. And then I don't do it one night. The next day's okay. I might not do it two nights in a row and I have pretty successful days. But for Donnie, that third night, I don't do retire at night. That next day is, I apologize for my French, but it is poop. It is luck. And then I get to go back and go, huh, why wouldn't this day good? And I go back and I look at my retired night journal and I find out, oh, guess what you haven't done? You laid, you rested on a laurel right there. It's what we call resting on a laurel.
5 minutes remaining.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
So I'm going to conclude this period of meditation with prayer. I'm going to ask to be given the right information, whatever it is I need. If I belong to some kind of a religious domination and they have some set prayers, I'm going to say them too, because I'm going to ask God for everything in everything. But I like on page 87, paragraph 2, that last sentence, be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they have to offer. I have difficulties with that thing called religious. So in my transcription, my sponsor said, am I having difficulties with that? Can I see what they have to offer? I must do that, because that's one of them things that I got to set aside. Go throughout the day. If I'm agitated, doubtful, I'm going to say, hello, God, what's going on here? Right? That's what it tells me to do, because I'm not running the show anymore. And I humbly say to myself many times every day, thy will be done. I like in here where it talks about, well, I'm no longer running the show. Guess what? I'm not the director. I'm the actor. I'm saying to myself every day, thy will not mine be done. He's the principal. I'm his agent. I'm going to do his work. I like where those things are connected like that. I'm not going to be in excitement. For me, that word excitement converts to anxiety, which then converts into my guess what controlling fixing is going to go right off the charts. And sorry about that. I'm not trying to arrange life to suit me today. I'm not. And I don't know why I'm not, because I'm supposed to. I'm an alcoholic and I'm supposed to be like in charge of everything, right? My favorite paragraph in the entire book is on page 88. It's the shortest paragraph in the book. People don't even see that it's a paragraph, but it explains the program and it tells me what goes on. It works. It really does. And I'm told it in recovery, that word it is God. God works. God really does. Bam, Donnie. Yeah, that's my favorite paragraph in the book. I'm undisciplined, so I let God discipline me. I like that. I like that. I like all of this step 11. I like living in step 11. I like the practice of 10, 11, and 12. It keeps me solid. In that practice of 10, 11, and 12, you know, we hear often about how this is one day at a time kind of thing, right? You know, I've got to do this one day at a time. But my book tells me over and over, all together, forever. This is a forever thing. I don't have to drink and I don't have to. It's not just today. If I do this section of the book that tells me how to do my day for 24 hours, I get a lifetime of sobriety. I get a lifetime of no torture. In America today, I'll close with a couple of things. In America today, this is March 6th. Today we fly black balloons. Today we wear black. Why? It is an honor of those who didn't make it. It is an honor of those that we cherish. It is an honor of those who didn't make it and who still carry stories that we can recover from. So that's my big thing for today. And now I'm going to close in a prayer, and I'll let you guys go. Let's go back to God. Creator, in this moment, I'm grateful that I could be of use to you. I'm grateful for this being a meeting. I'm grateful for these people in these squares. Creator, I know that in each one of these squares, we have our own issues. We have our own things. We have our own tortures. Creator, just reach inside each one of these squares. Anybody that's suffering in this moment, anybody that's got a concern or a worry, reach down right now and touch them, God. Relieve them. Let them know that you are there. You are everywhere. You surround them. You are in them. Every breath they take belongs to you, and it's filled with your love. Creator, if there's any kind of issues with their families or their loved ones or anyone that they may know, help them, relieve them, build them, give them strength. As we go out from here to finish this day and to do your work and to do what you need us to do, especially with this blessed step 11, allow us to do your work. Give us the strength. Give us the courage. Give us the energy, the time. And grateful for your love, Creator, in this moment. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for letting me be a sober person today. And thank you for changing me into a person that I can look in the mirror today and say that I love you. Thank you for that. Amen. Thank you so much, guys, for inviting me to be here today. I love y'all. I'm gonna pass. Bye.